Terry, how was that experience for you today? The whole thing right through to, I mean, you got a terrific reception from the Wolves fans going out to see them right at the very end there, which looks as though it moved you.
It was in one game, it sort of like encapsulated what we've done this season. You know, we've been honest, been committed, but ultimately not been good enough to stay in the league. So, and today just showed, you know, that's been the way the season's gone for us. You know, we have to regroup during the summer and behind the new manager, make sure we're 100% committed and making sure Wolves regain Premiership status as soon as possible.
Once again, the players gave you personally everything they'd got there, didn't they?
No, they gave the club everything. You know, they gave it to each other, they gave it for the good of the club, and we asked for that. Even though it was difficult with the announcement of Stoller's new manager a couple of days ago, it was difficult because, you know, it does take some of the focus away, but they managed to do that, and, you know, they played with honesty and commitment and endeavour once again, but again just came up short with, you know, mistakes we've been making throughout the season manifest itself again today, so we couldn't finish off with a win.
There's obviously been times this season where the fans have given their opinion, as fans do, but the support you had here today in the circumstances was remarkable, wasn't it?
Yeah, they've been fantastic all season, and you know, the times that they have shown their frustrations, you know, I think the players and certainly myself, we understand that you know, they're entitled to do that, and we understand their frustrations. But for 99.9% of the season, they've been right behind the team and right behind what we've tried to do. And certainly over the last 3 months, I've asked the players to play with the same commitment, the same honesty that the fans have given us in terms of their backing.
So what's going to happen now, Terry? I know that the new manager is going to be introduced to everybody tomorrow. In the immediate term, what's going to happen?
Well, that's what will happen. We'll meet the new manager tomorrow. You know, he'll meet the players, have a chat with them, and hopefully, you know, we can have a chat and find out exactly what he would like us to do for next year, and make sure when we come back for the new season that we put all that into practice, and we try and regain our Premiership status as soon as possible.
But to clarify, you want to be a part of that, Terry?
I am part of it. I'm contracted to the club, so you know, I will be part of that moving forward. And as I say, I'll give my 100% as I've done since I first day arrived at the club, and hopefully play my part in making sure we return to the Premiership as soon as possible.
Terry, how disappointing was it that you couldn't sign off with a win today?
Yeah, really disappointing. Yeah, as I say, we went out there with intention to try and win the game. We took the lead with a super goal from Matt Jarvis, and as I say, the mistakes that happened throughout the course of the season manifested themselves again today, so we ended up, for all the commitment, all the endeavour, all the hard work, all the football they put in, we end up being short again today, which is very disappointing.
Yeah. The support from the fans has been mentioned, and it shows that there is still a positive atmosphere around the club despite relegation, and looking forward now.
I hope so. You know, like I said, there was a banner there that said, you know, you're supporter for life, and that's what they've shown today. They've come and supported their team again through a difficult season. We've had some good years where, you know, it's easier to support the team, and when we're having results, it's nice to be there. But when it's tough, and we've had a tough season this year, you know, their response from the fans have been superb.
Just over the last few weeks, that there is going to be a review at the end of the season. Is that still something that you plan to do, plan to be a part of?
Yeah, well, you know, we'll review all the things that have happened this season, both good and bad. As I say, we've got a new manager in place for going onwards from tomorrow. So we'll sit down and we'll talk about where we could be better, what we've done well, and hopefully carry those things into next season. And as I say, try and regain our Premiership status as soon as possible.